Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. If you don't know me, I run the Anne Boleyn Files website and the Tudor Society, and I've written a few Tudor history books as well. Well, we're staying in the reign of King Henry VIII today, but on this day in Tudor history, it's Sunday the 27th of October 1532. Anne Boleyn, Marquess of Pembroke, made a dramatic entrance to the great banquet held by King Henry VIII in Calais in honour of King Francis I of France. Now, Henry VIII and Anne, who was his sweetheart at the time, they hadn't got married yet, they'd travelled to the English territory of Calais to gain King Francis I's public recognition and approval of their relationship and his support for the annulment of Henry's marriage, or his marriage to his first wife, Catherine of Aragon. Now, Henry had already spent a few days at the French court in Boulogne with Francis I, and now it was his turn to play host to the French king, the king who he referred to as his beloved brother. The two kings had travelled back to Calais on the 25th of October, but there'd been no sign of Anne Boleyn when they arrived back. Francis I, though, sent her a diamond, but even with that gift, she waited until the 27th to show her face. Chronicler Edward Hall describes how the room on the 27th, on that night, was lavishly decorated with cloth of tissue, cloth of silver, gold wreaths decorated with stones and pearls and candelabra. It also had a cupboard stacked high with gold plate. And he notes, to tell the riches of the cloths of estates, the basins and other vessels which was there occupied, I assure you, my wit is insufficient. So he's saying that he just can't put it into words just how lavish this was. So obviously King Henry VIII was trying to impress the French king with this lavish spectacle of how the room was dressed for this banquet. Hall then writes of how the French king was served three courses and his meat dressed after the French fashion. And the King of England had like courses after the English fashion. The first course of every king was 40 dishes, the second 60, the third 70, which were costly and pleasant. Wow, that's a lot of food, all those dishes. And also the fact that, you know, that they made sure that the French king had his food in the French fashion and that Henry VIII had his in the English fashion. Oh, just amazing. Now, this feast was followed by a masque, and this was the time for Anne Boleyn to make her entrance. In the manner of the Triumph of Calais and Boulogne, a contemporary source, a pamphlet printed in 1532-1533 by Wynkyn de Worde, there's the following account of this masque. And after supper, there came in a masque, my Lady Marquess of Pembroke, that's Anne Boleyn, my Lady Mary, that's Mary Carey or Mary Boleyn, my Lady Derby, my Lady Fitzwater, my Lady Rochford, Chamberlain, my Lady Lyle, and my Lady Wallop, gorgeously apparelled with visors on their faces. And so came and took the French king by the hand and other lords of France and danced a dance or two. And after that, the king took off their visors and then they danced with the gentlemen of France an hour after. Edward Hall describes what the ladies were wearing. After supper came in the Marchioness of Pembroke with seven ladies in masking apparel of strange fashion, made of cloth of gold, compassed with crimson tinsel satin, owned with cloth of silver, lying loose and knit with laces of gold. These ladies were brought into the chamber with four damosels, apparelled in crimson satin, with tabards of fine cypress. Hall goes on to say that Anne Boleyn danced with Francis I, the Countess of Derby danced with the King of Navarre, and the other ladies each took a lord. Then Henry VIII removed the ladies' visors to show off their beauty to his French visitors. The French king then conversed with Anne Boleyn before retiring to his lodgings, escorted by Henry VIII. And Hall notes that the Duke of Norfolk entertained the nobles of France with many goodly sports and pastimes. Now, you'll have noticed in the list of names given by Wynkyn de Worde, the mention of Lady Mary Carey, i.e. Mary Boleyn, who was, of course, sister of Anne Boleyn. Lady Rochford, obviously Jane Boleyn, who was the wife of Anne's brother George. And, of course, Anne's uncle, the Duke of Norfolk, who was in charge of keeping the French entertained with pastimes. George Boleyn had also accompanied the King and Anne on this trip, and he'd gone with King Henry VIII to the French court at Boulogne. So this was quite a family affair for Anne. And of course, this was going to be a sort of a triumphant trip. They would succeed in getting Francis I to sort of promise his support for their union. And according to Edward Hall, the couple felt so secure with gaining Francis I's support that they got married in a secret ceremony on their return to England in November 1532. So interesting. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it, and don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.